For over 100 years, Jones Topsoil has been part of your community, delivering topsoil, mulch, sand, and gravel. Slinger Jones bringing it home to you. Whether you're planting a vibrant flower bed, growing your own vegetables, or giving your lawn a fresh start, be the envy of the neighborhood with topsoil and mulch from Slinger Jones. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL. Order online at jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, coast to coast.
It's pain-free Friday for all stolen out. Minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up. 100, 200, a bad seed, a burgundy, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hammered. Bad attitude, bad tape, bad law, bad new, bad rap, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City studios in the Parola Palatial, right across the river through the woods from where Granny loves a little Hell's Fire hybrid in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directing traffic, some kind of fashion shake it up, should do that. All my friends, nick them around, flat to party up, rats on the west side, bed bugs uptown. What a mess, it's how to tatter my brain, splattered all over Manhattan. It's only rock and roll, but I like it, yes I do, but I like it, yeah, yeah. Hey, what's gigging? I'm Pharrell with Carver High this afternoon. Mafia running it with Hayden Fried, LTN, and Kansas City Mo. A birthday roll call, Francesca Schiavone, 43. LaDainian Tomlinson, 44, Matt Light, 45, Mark Hendrickson, along with D'Antonio Wingfield, 49. Zadine, I can't even keep track of it all. 51 with Roel Preston and Larry Wiggum. Felix Potvin, 52, Robert Brooks, 53, with A.C. Earl. Albert Ellis, 54, Colin Montgomery, 60, Kari Taco, 61. LaSalle Thompson, 62. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We're going to talk about the NBA draft until we're sick of it. First round picks, second round picks, you name it. Wembanyama going to wear number one for the Spurs. We got him talking. We got MVP odds. We got Brandon Miller talking. And Mitch Kupchak reacting to all the boos from Charlotte fans. Our good friend Jimmy Palumbo stopping by. The actor and comedian has Beer League back from the dead. Do you remember the movie Beer League, Carver High? They've brought it back, if you can imagine. Chris D'Amino will join us from 680 The Fan in Atlanta. The Braves starting up a huge series with the Red Hot Reds, who've won 11 in a row. It's in the Queen City starting tonight. Great American. Scoot Henderson says he's the most ready player in the draft. We'll hear from him. The Lakers take Jalen Hood-Schifino. The Heat take Jaime Jaquez. And the Warriors take Trayce Jackson-Davis with the 57th pick. Ayu. Fight. Notable undrafted free agents who signed. We got them all for you. Marquise Noel to the Raptors. Drew Timmy to the Bucks. Jacob Toppin to the Knicks. Adama Sanogo to the Bulls. Amen Thompson is hungry. We'll hear from him. Grady Dick with the incredible drip last night. And the rookie of the year odds. We got it all for you. Brad Stevens on trading smart, on getting the zinger. We got him for you. NBA title movement, and Kawhi had a cleanup job on his knee, 8 weeks recovery. Bronny will wear number six for the Trojans. Davis Lee Roth Medical join us from Fantasy Sports Today to talk baseball and give you all his snags for tonight. Royals beat the Rays 6-5. They were only like plus 9 million. How about that upset last night? Talk about sleepwalking. Kevin Cash benches Franco for 2 games for not handling frustration well. Mariners pound the Yankees 10-2. I had the over 7.5. Cover! Aaron Boone sums up the Yankees night. We got it for you. Padres beat the Giants 10-0. Cover! Franchise with a 3-run shot. We welcome our radio affiliate, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Byline, and all their affiliates. And, of course, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego. We got today in Carver High history. And ESPN plays a new episode of The Ultimate Fighter. Despite all the things going on with McGregor and rape allegations for the fourth time, we'll go into fighting with Mafia, Ngannou Jones. They came face-to-face. The UFC's on ABC Saturday. You got bare knuckle tonight. And the return. He's going to squeeze it in. I can feel it right now, Carver High. The return of Thug Rose Canelo to face Jermall Charlo in September. He signs a deal, Canelo, with PBC for 3 fights. Braves beat the Phillies in 10. Cover! Ozuna with a big 2-run blast. Marlins beat the Pirates 6-4. Laying a run and a half at plus 150. Cover! I mean, you get it all. Henry Davis, though, had his first major league home run. Mets and Phillies are going to play the London Series in 24. Manfred wants to play games in Paris, too. Julio Rodriguez will be in the home run derby. We got your World Series odds. Tonight's games, Reds and Braves, the featured attraction, along with Arizona and San Francisco. Houston and the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. Angels and Rotto in Coors. Boston and the White Sox in Chicago. Milwaukee's in Cleveland. And like I said, Mets, Phillies, there's other games as well. We got home run picks for tonight. How about LSU in the 11th inning last night? 2-0 over Wake Forest on a home run. Glad I didn't bet Wake Forest, Carver High. Odds to win the College World Series is going to be Florida against LSU. Go figure. The Bills extend Sean McDermott, and Brandon Beam will get Carver High's reaction. The Steelers sign their top pick, Broderick Jones. Texans sign Will Anderson, the number 3 overall pick. Commander sale looks like it'll go through 7:20 when the owners meet and vote. The USFL semis are this weekend. The Pittsburgh Maulers. We got the Travelers update for you. You name it. Eric Halla, a new deal with the Devils. It's Friday. Grab a freshie. Coast time, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's smarter to be on SportsGrid. Here's what you need to do. A couple things. Go to the iTunes store. Get the SportsGrid app. It's free and it's incredible. It's got the TV side, the radio side, everything you can dream of. Odds, in-game odds, analytics, stats, scores, news, videos. It's the complete meal deal. You're going to love it. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the platforms we're on. There's so many that I don't have time to do it today. How about the BetMGM 3-Ball Challenge? Carver High's already signed up. Take your swing at this free-to-play challenge by revealing your roster of golfers for each week's tournament in the PGA. The players with the best-performing golfers will snag an awesome weekly prize, perhaps. How about you get entered for a shot to win the grand prize at the end of the season? A foursome for you and your buddies at TPC Sawgrass in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida. $3,000 in cash to use for travel accommodations, food, and beverage. That's alcohol. Be the ball and play for keeps with the king of sportsbooks. Log on to your account during an entry period within the promotional period. Go to the promotions tab on your BetMGM sports account to access the 23 BetMGM 3-Ball Challenge. Spin up to 3 times to lock in your roster. 1 entry per customer permitted. All right, Carver High. I know you want to play at TPC Sawgrass and ace the 17th island hole. And then... while you're doing that, talking nonstop about the NBA draft.
Yeah, I was saying the other day, I don't think they'd let me back if I played the TPC Sawgrass. I think that I might do too much damage to that place.
Divots.
I'd love to play it. I looked it up once, too. It's like $4 to play that thing on a regular day. You know, you just, like, show up at the door, It's like $450 a round to go and play at TPC Sawgrass. So, nice spot. That's an outstanding prize for whoever can make that happen over at BetMGM. Yes, the NBA draft last night. I'll say this. I'm glad that we had Sports Grid's NBA draft special where people actually talked about basketball and what the moves meant and the odds because, God, I mean, the human interest stories and just it was too much over on the regular channel, Scotty, when they were doing the – I mean, it was over the top, the whole family on the couch. What are we doing? Like, just come on. Stick to basketball. It was a lot. Let's do kind of like the overarching theme here. All the picks for you before we really dive into them individually. The entire first round. There it is. You know Wembanyama, Miller, and Henderson. Let me highlight a couple of things for you here. The Thompson twins went 4-5. You had Grady Dick go 13. We'll hear from him later on. Lively went 12. Jordan Hawkins from UConn at 14. Jalen Hood-Schifino going to be rolling with LeBron out at the Lakers, Scotty. Your boy from Indiana. Jaime Jaquez to Miami. The Nets got Clowney and Whitehead. So there you go. The first round selections right there last night. Your thoughts?
Well, I'm glad I didn't watch all the suffering that you were talking about. I was at AAU basketball, so I don't know anything about all the drip and the families and mama and daddy and grandma and grandpa and all of that festive stuff. All I care about is basketball. I will say I think the NBA draft is fantastic in the sense that they do two rounds and it's over and that's it. And then within hours after it's over, they're signing all the free agents that weren't drafted and getting back to business. I think, you know, I won't waste your time. Baseball, hockey are torturous. I think the NFL still is torturous. I know people are enamored with the NFL draft around here and everywhere else. I got to tell you, that Saturday, 4, 5, 6, and 7 is a disaster, too. I don't care what anybody says. But the NBA's got it down to a science.
One night, they probably, if there's one criticism I'll give them in terms of the one night, started at 7 instead of 8. Because I think it ended at like 1 o'clock in the morning. If they moved it up 1 hour, I think it would be perfect for them in terms of getting both rounds in the same night. That would be my only thing. The second round picks. Here they all are for you. The entire second round. A lot of names here that you would know, of course, from college. You have got, we'll move on down the list here. I know that Trace Jackson Davis is the big one. He was the 57th pick for you. Jalen Clark, Isaiah Wong, Keontae Johnson is on there. Imani Bates, Jordan Miller, et cetera, et cetera. The second round of the NBA draft.
So I'm under the impression that Trace Jackson Davis ended up with the Dubs. Somehow, yes. Some way, because he was drafted, I think, by the Wizards.
Yeah, another silly thing that the NBA does. I guess these trades aren't, you know, quote unquote, official the draft night trades until after the fact. So they still like to fool everybody by putting the logo up there of the team that drafted. But you're right. He will end up in the Dubs, correct, with Golden State.
I'll tell you what. I can't wait to see him play because I thought he was a terrific basketball player at Indiana, and not just because I'm a homer for the Hoosiers. I mean, he's 6'9", can do it all, low block, block shots, rebound. He can drop dimes. He can run the floor. He can finish. He can shoot mid-range. I can't wait to see if he's a pro because where he got drafted is essentially like saying that he isn't, right? When you're 57th, you're at the – like, it's shoe and nail time when you're, like, the second to last pick, whatever it was. And he was a pick or two away from not being drafted. So it's obvious to me that they think nothing of his game in the NBA. And I mean that literally. When you're, like, the second to last player, your chances of survival, in my view, in the NBA are almost slim to none. But he's going to learn the hard way. But I still believe in that kid. I think he can flat-out ball. And he came up big a million times for Indiana over the last couple of years. He's literally top three now in everything all time at Indiana. And there were great players that have been there for 5 national championships, 3 with Bob Knight, the 76 unbeaten team. Every one of those guys was phenomenal. 81, Isaiah Thomas and company. 87, Alfred Thomas, smart. And you're telling me that guy's top three all time in everything in Indiana? I think he's special. We'll see if he turns into something.
Look, there's been plenty of guys, and look, the success rate isn't high, but plenty of second-round picks make an impact in the NBA. Albeit more often than I'm not sure. A lot end up in the G League. They never actually break through. They end up in Europe. I don't think he'll be one of those guys. I think that he is good enough. I thought it was silly that he went that far down. I thought maybe in the 30s, beginning of the second round. That was too deep for me.
I told Mavi today, I play with this guy. I've told you before, he's like a 6'10 stretch, and he's playing in Spain, in Europe, and he's getting paid. He makes tons of money. And in the offseason, he plays with this run I'm in. And the one thing I've learned from playing with him is that I'm invisible. This guy wouldn't pass me the ball if I was wide open cooking hot dogs under the basket. He'll shoot a 30-footer before giving anyone the ball. So I've learned my mortality today playing with all the pros when I don't touch the ball once. I did get an offensive rebound, though, and did a step-back dagger from 15 on the baseline. It was the only time I touched the ball all day, except when they gave me the ball at the end because it was my ball, and I wanted to go home with it. And they're like, take your ball and go home, old man. One guy even told me, great job today, Pharrell. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. I never touched the ball once.
So you got to do your own work to get your hands on the rock. You got to go grab those offensive boards.
You got to work.
All right. Later on, we will dive further into the draft. I've got some Wembanyama for you. Big night for him. Miller, Scoot Henderson. We got to take a look at Grady Dick's outfit, too. I mean, your boy, I mean, he was shining last night at that NBA draft.
So that's what Jimmy Palumbo wears to the Rutgers rack to watch basketball. That neon Ruby Edge.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, it's great to catch up with my pal Jimmy Palumbo, the comedian, actor. Used to do my show all the time on the Howard Stern channel. Funny guy, of course, did the movie Beer League with our dear friend Artie Lang, Ralph Macchio, etc. And he has brought the Beer League to YouTube. The Beer League show is back. And it's been dropping episodes, and people are fanatical about it, and they get all kinds of worked up talking about it, even talking about Artie, you name it. Jimmy, good to see you. I know you're a huge Rutgers head, and you're like the mayor of Piscataway, New Brunswick, the governor. So we'll talk about the Big Ten in a minute. Tell me how you got this show, frankly, back from the dead. It's been a long time since that movie.
Well, first of all, good to see you again, Scotty. I miss those Monday nights in the old days. Listen, what happened was I said, you know what? These characters from the show, I think, still got more to say. So I went out and I had to find the investors. And, of course, they lost their shirt on the first movie. And I had to get the lawyer involved. And I have the rights to do this. So I wrote five shorts where you get to see all the characters. It ended up being pretty funny. We address how long ago it was, right in the very beginning of the first episode. Four of them have dropped. The last one drops tonight. And we're going to be doing a GoFundMe, and we're going to shoot some more of these things. So you get to see Manganiello and Dave the Drunk and my wife from the movie and, Ralph Macchio's wife in the movie. And Artie is not involved right now, but he knows about it. He's in on it. He supports me. And Artie's just not ready to do anything right now publicly, but I got a good feeling Artie's going to be making a little comeback, and he'll be part of it, as will Ralph Macchio. And none of them said no. All the producers know about it. I did everything legal. No one's getting screwed. And let's face it, Johnny Trino, can he bat 706 again? You know what I mean?
So I want to know if Macchio, with his stardom again with Carver High and I, huge fans of Cobra Kai, the series, if that interfered with potential beer league roles, because that show is so popular. Has he tried to up you and refuse to be a part of the great beer league series because of his Cobra Kai nonsense?
Well, first of all, as people don't really know, it was really between Ralph Macchio and Scott Baio back in the day. And Ralph got the nod. And back then, Ralph didn't have nearly as much as he's got going on now. But I will tell you, Ralph's a really good guy. He's been really good to me. He's been no nonsense. He did some, you know, I ran into him at a book signing he did, and he was cool. I have no problems with Ralph Macchio. He loves me. I love him. And I think he'll do it, but he's going to do it on his own terms. And really depends how popular this thing can get. I think it could be popular, you know, teeing off on the Stern audience and probably your audience as well. Anybody in our age bracket remembers Beer League. It's a cult hit, let's face it.
Right.
And if we can get going on that, I think we got something good going on, because these old timers, you know, they're in their 50s now. And they still want to play ball. They want to go out drinking one night a week and act like an 18-year-old again. That's what it's all about, you know. And Manganiello's still a jerk. So, you know, listen, it's a lot of fun. It's got a nice buzz about it. It's well received. There's only five. They're short. They're only 3-4 minutes long. The fifth one drops tonight. If you go to YouTube, Beer League the series, there it is. And it's a lot of fun. These guys are older now, and they still want to go out and maybe, you know, try to play some softball again, you know?
Where do you shoot it?
We shot it actually at Stand Up New York, the bar, which was cool because I was trying to capture a bunch of comedians. But we had, just for those of you scoring at home here at Shea, we shot 17 pages, okay, in 7 hours. Now, anybody who's involved with television, that's brutal. But we had to do like a two-camera shoot with no turnarounds. We just wanted to get the dialogue out of these guys busting balls, sitting at the bar. And Alphonse is in it. Michael Deeds plays Alphonse. And we make references to the movie, so it's all in there. I think if you don't know the movie, it kind of works in its own little way. But we're going to build upon that to make sure that people don't know Beer League, because that was 16 years ago.
Right.
We'll have some fun with it, you know?
So let me ask you, and I mean this respectfully, okay? So I'm going to ask you this question. I have, you've been in so many movies and so many TV shows. And like, you know, I've done a couple, right? I did CSI, Miami's. I've done Red Belt, the movie. I did Big Fan, the movie. I loved, just so we're clear, loved doing movies and acting, and I have zero acting skills. Like in CSIs, I played myself, just a play-by-play guy. I did a murder, MMA murder. I did the roller derby one. I did the movies. In the movies, I played myself. I played like a sportscaster. And in Big Fan, it was just 10 million lines of me, the voice on the radio. I was supposed to be the dog, basically Chris Russo on The Fan in New York. So my question to you is this. Every time I see you, like, I'm sitting in my house watching TV, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's Jimmy. And you're playing a cop. You're playing this. You're playing that. How much do you get off still doing all the acting as opposed to doing comedy and as opposed to doing the Jimmy Palumbo Show podcast that you do? Your acting roles have been your bread and butter. How much fun is it for you still doing all these crazy roles? Like, I saw you in something one day as a cop, and I mean, you're brilliant at these small character roles. Do you still love doing it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm still an actor first. I just booked a big thing. I can't even mention it. It's coming on Disney Plus next year. A really, really nice thing, and they overpaid me, which was great. Yeah, listen, my whole world, the whole thing falls apart if I don't book acting work, I assure you. But, you know, listen, everybody says create your own content. That's why I did this Beer League, the series thing. But I still do stand-up. I still do voiceovers. I do my podcast, which is doing well. You were a guest on it once. I appreciate that.
Right.
And I, you know, listen, at my age, man, you got to add everything up and see if at the end of the day you got enough in your checking account to cover the bills. You know what I mean? I mean, you know. There's many, many, many years where I'm like the Oakland A's, and then there's years where, like, you know, I'm the Red Sox or the Yankees, you know? And I sell T-shirts that say getting involved. And you know I started that on your show.
Well, of course.
Getting involved, Eddie Lee Wilkins getting involved here. And I still do from the Omni in Atlanta. And I also do the whole, like, from downtown Mawa and the shitty kitchen studios here at Shea. Because I still think when you say at Shea, it just means lousy, bad jets on the dirt infield, that kind of thing. So I still do all those things.
We still use getting involved. That's a annual daily occurrence on this show. It's never stopped since it started. I'll tell you that much. So what do you think of UCLA and USC invading the Big Ten and coming to Piscataway to see your boy Schiano and to play at the rack?
Well, first of all, they're gonna change the divisions, right? So Rutgers right now is in the East of the Big Ten. You know, that's a conference where, like, Alabama would come in third because you got to play Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State every year. Rutgers has no chance. So when they realign everything, I think it'll be better off for Rutgers. But, man, USC coming to the Big Ten, this is awesome. I get to go to every other year, maybe go to the Rose Bowl, catch a game, and the Coliseum to catch a game. This is going to be great. Rutgers, I'm a little down on their football team. I just get caught reading the articles. This guy's going to be great. This guy's going to be great. And then I watch the games, and it's 28-3, and I'm back in the parking lot drinking beers. Basketball team is a little different. Basketball team, I don't know if you follow, we're in bed with, like, the number one and two recruits. Like, Kentucky's pissed at Rutgers right now because we may take two guys that usually go to Kentucky or Duke. But some of this NIL transfer thing, I'm sure you've covered it. It's annoying for teams like Rutgers because two of the kids that left Rutgers, like, really? You're a seventh-year senior? You're leaving now? Like, I don't know. But listen, would you tell your kid's going to San Diego State? What if I said to you, hey, Scott, your kid, instead of going to San Diego State, I'm going to give him another $300,000. He's going to go to Boston College. In a split second, your kid's at Boston College. So the NIL is a free-for-all. It's screwing everything up. They'll make legislation and balance it out. But I think Rutgers basketball is going to be okay. Rutgers football is going to be better, but that's not saying much, man. You know, maybe 5 wins, 5-7, maybe.
And they were so excited to get Schiano back at Rutgers, and it just it wasn't the same as the first time, right? Like, in my opinion. So Beer League, the series on YouTube, and the last episode drops tonight, so they could actually go watch all 5 of them after tonight.
Yeah, and so it comes on at 7. I'm going to try to join the chat room with people. Sometimes I make comments as it's on, and you can watch all 5. The whole thing's about 18 minutes long, and it all takes place at a bar. And we're at the same, not the same bar, but the guys are still having some drinks at the bar like we did 16 years ago. So
are you playing softball, Jimmy? Do you have time to do that?
On Sundays, I play in a league. We're on a team called the Potbellies. Last year, I struggled. But this year, I'm 2-for-7 on the year. I hit a frozen rope past her. A little cocky 24-year-old kid came in on me. I batted 8th. No one understands me. And I hit a couple of punch and judies. And I said, you know what? This guy's way in on me. Well, I hit a laser past him at 3rd. So some of the fans in the upper deck got to see Johnny Trino do his thing. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, Jimmy, I'm happy for you. I'm excited that Beer League is back. Say hi to Artie for me. I haven't talked to him in years. I'm glad he's alive. And believe me, I heard he's doing well. That's the way I like it. I love you, Jimmy. Good to see you, buddy. Congrats on Beer League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back on C2C. Chris D'Amino is on the Fan in Atlanta. He's our correspondent down there in Hot Town. I want to start with this. You heard Jimmy Palumbo. He's a girl dad. You're a girl dad. I'm a girl dad. How's that working out for you, Chris, the girl dad thing?
I have 2 daughters, 19 and 17. They're actually going to both be at the same college starting in August, which is kind of interesting. My older one just transferred. My younger one, I heard you talking about AAU basketball. We had the travel soccer thing for 7 years. She missed a year when she tore her ACL, but it was nine states, thousands of miles, a whole bunch of hotel rooms. And then last summer before her senior year, she said, I don't want to play in college. And I was like, I'm okay with it. I had as much fun, if not more, than her. But it was sort of interesting to call my wife from Colorado and say, I think she really means it. I don't think she's going to be playing after this.
So where do they go to school?
Milledgeville, Georgia College. UGA down here, Scotty, I'm telling you, it is like the Ivy League of the South to try to get in. Now, I'm not telling you I have scholars. I'm not telling you my kids are inventing anything. But it really is hard to get in with the football program doing what it does. Hope Scholarship, it is. God bless their academics because they are much, much choosier than they used to. If I had a dollar for every guy who told me I graduated from Georgia, they wouldn't even allow me to put an application in these days. That's right. How much the academics have changed over there.
I knew that. So Gunner got into South Carolina, Pitt, Penn State. He got into Pepperdine. He got into Cal Santa Barbara. He got into San Diego State, Indiana, where I wanted him to go to Indiana. And he got turned down from USC, UCLA, and Georgia. Georgia turned him down. With a 4.5, he got turned down. Like they treat you like you're an idiot when they turn you down, too, because you get a 4.5 and a 14 on your SAT. You get it anywhere you want, except UCLA, USC, and Georgia, apparently. He got in everywhere. You get into Pepperdine, that's like quasi-Harvard of the West Coast. But he didn't go there. He chose San Diego State over Indiana. I haven't spoken to him since. A little rat.
Scotty, you got to see, when people in this state and they find out their kids got into Georgia, it's a bigger celebration than anything they've ever done in their lives. I mean, it is party time.
Why is
that? When a kid gets into UGA around here.
Why is it so hard?
I think the football stuff, I don't know. I just think the applications must be through the roof. I think the football, the big-time football stuff, I think the weather. Athens is a great college town. A lot of people say it might only be second to Austin in terms of being a pure college town and how much fun you can have. It really has gone through the roof in the last few years. And really what it is it's fingers crossed. With my daughter, the problem was the test score. You know, it's just not going to be good enough to get in. So we weren't delusional about it. But she does want to transfer there. And they do give you a plan. The college she's going to in Milledgeville absolutely will gateway you in. As I told her, delayed gratification. You got to go do 13th grade. You've got to show them that you can actually handle being out of the house.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, I wish them both all the very best
Thanks.
Of luck. So let's talk about the Braves. I am convinced now that they're the best team, perhaps in all of baseball. I mean, they are loaded. Like, I bet on them yesterday, right? It's no score. Mm-hmm. Like, in the ninth inning, they stop Harper on the rope to the right center. And then in the 10th inning, they explode on the Phillies, the big Ozuna home run. I mean, they just raked five runs and said, we're the best team in baseball. Get used to it. And I thought they looked fantastic. You know, they both went in there with six-game winning streaks, and the Braves came out of it with the mini sweep. And here they are going to ruin another dream in Cincinnati. The Reds aren't anywhere near the level of the Braves. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what Cincinnati's done, though, give them credit. You lose 100 games, you got to figure it out. And they have not been good for a while. They're a completely different team than last year, though. Every metric said they were probably the second or third slowest team in baseball. Cincinnati's about athletes now. And they got 65. Listen to this number. They lead all of baseball. 65 runs scored, man on second, single. They've scored 65 times because they run. They got 78 stolen bases. That's the most in the National League. They've totally changed the dynamic. It's young. It's invigorated. They actually call themselves America's team. They're going out. They're chanting America's team in Cincinnati. All three games are going to be sold out this weekend, and that hasn't happened in Cincinnati in a while. They don't like the owner, but the owner's going to have an opportunity to get some of that back by actually going and acquiring talent because they're a first-place team. I'm really looking forward to the series. I love what they did against Philadelphia, and you're right. They're the best team in the National League. But think about this, Scotty. Their rotation is so not what it was supposed to be. They've got guys from 2020's draft and 2021 in the kid going tonight who's 20 years old. And you got the best record in the National League with three guys on the mound that weren't really supposed to be on the mound for you this year, including a guy who I think is going to make the All-Star team who was really good yesterday and didn't get the win in Bryce Elder.
Oh, I think he's filthy too. So you do the Braves pregame as well. Yeah. How does that go for you?
Good. Listen, I did the Falcons pre and post for 10 years, and there were good years and not so good years. With the Braves a handful of years ago, we were sitting in a land of rebuild, and it was Freddie Freeman and everybody else. So it's much, much better on August 1st when you know that you're going, there's an end game to this. It's called October. And when you don't have that for a few years, you appreciate it, which is why Cincinnati sold out this weekend. They're going to be coming out of the rafters. Because they just haven't seen this type of baseball. They got an 11-game winning streak. The Braves are at 8. So it's going to be loud, and it's going to be boisterous, and it's going to be all the things you'd like Cincinnati baseball to be. Now, at the end of the day, Braves hit more home runs. The Braves actually have more power. It's going to be a little bit of a speed game. Two of the Braves outfielders in Michael Harris and Ronald Acuna, though, big arms. Like, I'm kind of curious to see. I gave you that number scoring from second base. I told you about the stolen bases. If Sean Murphy, who's dealing with a hamstring, gets back, we'll find out if they actually want to steal against him. But I don't think they're going to run on their outfield arms unless they just decide we don't care who's in the outfield, which would mean that they're a brazen baseball team after losing games, a lot of them, for the last handful plus of years.
They hit tons of home runs. Like yesterday, Ozuna, I think he's got 14. Murphy, 12, and hasn't been playing. Rosario, yep. 13. I'll never forget the Rosario, this guy hitting home runs late in games, kills the Mets. Olsen, 21 homers now. He's a freak. Albie, 17. Riley, yeah. 12. Acuna, 15. And everyone else on the team hits them too. They really are phenomenal. If you stack them up against Tampa right now, the best team in record-wise in baseball and in the AL, let's say hypothetically you match those teams up, who do you like better? Who do you think's a better team all around?
I would take the Braves, and it's not a homer thing, but I would really like Max Fried to come back. I would really like Kyle Wright to come back, and I would really like Mike Soroka to come back. And then I'll absolutely tell you that I like the Braves. It's a fair fight in a sense that they're fighting in the same weight class, those two teams. You know, both teams can win on the road. Both teams can win at home. Those types of teams become a little bit dangerous because they get to 90, but then they go past 90, and they don't have to play a wild card play-in. They get to sit around and wait, set up the rotation, maybe even at the end of the year because they've salted away a division. That's what both of those teams are going to look for. But, yeah, that's probably the fairest fight. The Dodgers got beat up pitching wise. They were fourth place. You know, you look at San Diego, it's just been a disaster. St. Louis has been a disaster. It's kind of nice to know that you leave spring training. You then are not the team that you left spring training with, but you're still the best record in the National League, and you've got a comfortable lead of 10 games now over Philadelphia, and the Mets are further back, and it's the Miami Marlins that are actually closer than anybody else.
Yeah, I think the Marlins are great, and particularly in one-run games, and also the way they play in Miami. They win at home in front of 10,000 to 12,000 fans, which is better than when I was down there when they averaged between 3,000 and 5,000. And that was the year that they beat the Yankees in 03 in the World Series. They, you know, no one went to their games. There were 3,000 fans every day until September when they were in the wild card and in the chase. Then people started going, and then when the playoffs came, the place was sold out. It was embarrassing. But tell me about Soroka. He was gone for so long, then came back. What happened?
I don't think he was really as ready as he wanted to be. And, you know, you can't make up 2.5 or 3 seasons and not being around in a night. And he's a really mature guy. He looks the part. He wasn't sitting around eating cake. I mean, this guy fills it out. I think it was smart that he went back down. He's had a couple of three really good starts now, all 6-inning starts in his last 3 AAA appearances. I think the feel of it was probably a little bit too much. I love the idea that he's getting better and healthier, both mentally and physically down there, where he almost becomes a trade deadline acquisition. Fried coming back could be the same thing. If Kyle Wright comes back in a 21-game winner last year, if they all come back in July and August, now all of a sudden I've got a staff that's probably a little bit fresher, probably has their legs under them a little bit more because they haven't been competing in the summer heat as much as other guys. And then I think absolutely they're the best team in baseball. Soroka's one of those guys. I just hope his body gives him an opportunity to be as good as he can be. Because we talk about the guy that, hey, if he came to the door and picked up your daughter, I'm a pretty good judge of character. I would be heartbroken if I didn't find out that Mike Soroka was that guy. He's a guy that you root for.
Is Acuna the MVP?
Yeah, so far. You know, he's on pace, the infamous 30 home runs, 60 steals, whatever it is. But he's an igniter. You know, he's scored more runs in the first inning than the entire Mets team this year. That's a true fact. He's scored over 20 runs. The record is 45. Ricky Henderson has the record with Lenny Dykstra. It's 45 runs scored in the first inning. He's on pace to go past 50. Matt Olson, they dropped him from 2 to 5, Scotty, which is interesting. And Ozzie Albies, and the most unsung guy in this team is Orlando Arcia. He was like third on the depth chart to be the shortstop. Arcia now, he's going to win the shortstop vote. Ozzie might win the second base vote. And in Seattle, I might have a $9 million combo, 7-2, starting for the National League, standing on the field at the same time in Seattle. And when you get guys who play above their pay grade, and the Braves actually have a good handful of those again, especially this young pitching, they're going to be in a position to win, and that's why they're 20-plus games over.
So Chris D'Amino with us from The Fan in Atlanta does Braves pregame. He has a great radio show in Hot Town. Respectfully, I got 2 minutes. 1 minute, I want you to tell me, how's Ritter going to do this year? And then respectfully, 1 minute, you can't possibly give Atlanta another NHL expansion team. I'm sorry. I've been hearing these rumors. It cannot happen. A car crash waiting to happen.
We'll do it the second one, which is more important to you. Ritter, to me, the reason they drafted Bijan Robinson is because they have to know, is Desmond Ritter the guy going forward? So they gave him another weapon. If he can't do it with these weapons, then he's not an answer. They'll find out. 4 games, nobody knows. I don't even think the building knows if he can play. Bijan Robinson was brought in not because he's just good, but he will absolutely secure the answer on whether Ritter is the guy going forward. Here's the deal with hockey, Scott. They won't put it downtown. They'll never put it downtown again. But this is a suburb thing, and I think an 18,000-seat arena, which is supposedly what they're going to build, and the numbers that I saw, $880 million for the Predators, $950 million for another hockey team. I think it's inevitable a city with money and ownership with money, and they're going to have to prove that they have enough to play at that level if they come in as an expansion team or grab another team and bring them in. I think in a suburb, Scott, I actually think it's going to happen. I really think that Atlanta's going to get their third crack at it. But look, you know better than anybody, that ownership group, you know, if everybody could have just had their heads clunked together and told them to leave, this thing might have actually survived for longer here, and we might not be in a situation. But I think they're going to like Atlanta as a city, but it's not going to be the downtown version of Atlanta.
How do you think the rest of the cities like Salt Lake and Quebec, I don't have any more time. I think people are going to be livid if they give that team third time in Atlanta. Don't tell me that's a charm. They couldn't keep the Flames, couldn't keep the Thrashers. I don't think they deserve it, frankly. Chris, I love you. Great stuff on the Braves. Congrats
Thanks,
on your
Scotty.
Daughters. We'll catch up again real soon.
You
brother.
Too,
love
Scott. You too. All right, be good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So Wemba time's going to wear number one, huh, Carver High?
He is going to wear number one in San Antonio. Go and get your jerseys now. Of course, he was the top pick in the draft last night. Honestly, we've heard this guy talk. We know all about France and playing against grown men and wanting to be a Spur and Tony Parker. And I've had enough of all of it. Let's get down to the brass tacks. What exactly is this guy looking forward to the most about going to San Antonio, Scotty? Let's get the hard truth from Victor Wembanyama.
Remembering that last moment when you first saw the San Antonio Spurs on TV, now going to them, what excites you most and what do you hope to work on this summer?
Breakfast tacos. I heard a lot about breakfast tacos.
Boy, breakfast tacos. Boy, looking for a meal. I mean, honestly, he's going to get a ton of coins, the number one overall pick in the draft, and he's jonesing for some breakfast tacos down on the Riverwalk. Can you believe this? Oh, my
well,
God.
Of course. They got it all going there.
Hey, you know what? At least that was better than the stuff that they have been talking about. At least we got a little bit of personality out of the kid there last night. That was good to see. Okay, we are going to give you the MVP odds later on him, but how about him to win the MVP next year? You want to saddle up for this one? How's 125-1 sound for you, for your boy Wemby to win the MVP? Two rookies have won it in the past. Will Chamberlain won it in 59-60. Wes Unseld won it in 68-69. So not unheard of. I'll admit those are a different time of basketball.
Well, look,
but 125-1.
Listen, this kid, he took the worst team in France in the Pro League to the finals. We've talked about this before. He was the MVP, the player of the year, the leading scorer, leading rebounder, leading shot blocker. I see no reason whatsoever. I know everyone says he's too skinny. If this guy plays the way he's capable of playing, I see no reason why he cannot take over the NBA.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.